O happy Rome, which is consecrated with the blood of the two princes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Father, and dear faithful, this verse that I used at the beginning is taken from the Vespers hymn for today's wonderful feast day, the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Today, we rejoice with that happy city of Rome in celebrating their martyrdom, their entrance into heaven, these two great apostles. And that entrance and that martyrdom was a fulfillment of when our Lord told Saint Peter, "When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and lead thee whither thou wouldst not." That, of course, was that precursor to their death. Saint Peter himself, he, at the time of Nero, was leaving the city of Rome. He was trying to keep himself alive because he knew that they sought to put him to death. And along the way, he came across our Lord there walking, carrying a cross back to the city. And he asked our Lord, Quo Vadis, where are you going? And our Lord told him, I'm going back to Rome to be crucified. And at that point, Saint Peter knew that that was his duty. That was his fate to be had, that he was to not let our Lord be the only one to die, but he himself was to follow in his footsteps all the way up to the shedding of his own blood. And so he turned around, went back into the city, and of course was arrested, and Nero had him put to death, and he was crucified, was to be crucified, but feeling totally unworthy of being killed in the exact same manner as our Lord was, he asked to be crucified upside down in order that it could show that our Lord was greater than he was himself. Saint Paul had been arrested, and as being a Roman citizen, he appealed to Rome. He appealed to Caesar to hear his case, and he was taken in chains there to the emperor. And Saint John Chrysostom says that Nero actually knew Saint Paul personally, and that he personally oversaw to make sure that he was put to death, and he sent them outside the walls of the city and had him beheaded there on that very same day as Saint Peter, his confrere, was put to death by crucifixion. And there we have these two great saints allowing themselves to be taken to a place where they would not want to go by their own will, but allowing themselves to be taken and to die for the sake of our Lord. And this is a very truly fitting spirit for this day today, because today we celebrate the day on which two priests allowed themselves to be girded and to be led by our Lord. It is, of course, the priestly anniversary of Bishop Dolan and Father Chicata. And at the ordination ceremony of every priest, there comes a point in the ceremony where he's called out by name. Some of you may remember this. And he's called out by name, and he answers, Ad sum, I'm here. And he takes a step forward, signifying that he is ready and willing to accept that office. And when it comes to ordination to the priesthood, it is their last step of their own will. From then on, they completely belong to our Lord and his church. A priest will go and wherever our Lord wants him to go. A priest will do whatever our Lord asks him to do. A priest is subject to whatever our Lord gives him, whether it be the good things or the difficult things. Whatever comes his way, it's no longer his will, but our Lord's will be done. He strives to follow and unite himself with that will of God as perfectly as he can each and every day. And it's this heroic sacrifice, which doesn't always require a priest to die physically, like Saints Peter and Paul, but does require a priest to die to himself, to die to any of his own ambitions to serve his master faithfully. And that last step with the words Ad Sum is a step that we have to, as faithful, we have to pray that more young men are willing to take, more young men choose to follow in those exact footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is, in part, something that we all have to do for our own selves. We all have to take that step forward and die to our own wills in ways to serve God, because that is the pathway for all of us to save our souls, to give of ourselves to Him, to follow Him, not just when it pleases us, not just when it's easy, but most importantly, when it's difficult, when His will for us in our lives is something that requires effort and requires us to fight against our lower human nature and against our own simple desires. And it is by us following our Lord that we consecrate our own little patch of ground in our own bloodless offering to Christ, along with Saints Peter and Paul. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.